Sau we're in page Nun, that is 50. Page Nun.
Mem, Nun?
No, not Mem. Just Nun. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7th line from the top of the page, and it's written Umi birkotav shel Adam, and from the brachot, blessings of the person. Nita, page Nun, 7th line. Nun Amud Aleph. 8 lines. Sorry. Apologizing. Found it? Coma, you found it?
Yes.
What is it? Farshi? What are you
doing
over here? Is it Marai? Is it Marai?
Is this where we are?
I never saw this kind of Marai. Yes, you found it? Nice. Try to hold that one with you. It's easier for you. 8th line from the top. Umi birkotav shel Adam. And from, it looks frightening when you look at it in the first few times. In the beginning, when you look in the page of Gemara, it's too confusing, even though that doesn't bite. Umi birkotav shel Adam, and from the blessing of a person, nikar, you can see, can recognize, im talmid chacham hu, if he is a wise student, im lav or not, or if he's not, ketzad, how are you going to know that from his brachot? For an example, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is saying to us, Uv Tuvo, if the person is saying Uv Tuvo, Benachat. Yes, Uv Tuvo, if the person in his Birkat Hamazon, he said Uv Tuvo. We know that today we're not saying Uv Tuvo. We're saying Umi Tuvo, right? Am I right? Uv Tuvo? No, Uv Tuvo Agadol we're saying. I'm sorry. I'm a boo. Uv Tuvo, this is what that we're saying. Avram, you know where are we?
Yeah.
Very good. How can you help him if you yourself don't know where we're holding? Okay, I'm with you.
This is a review.
Baruch Hashem, yeah, we learned it last week already.
I wasn't here
Wednesday.
I wasn't here Wednesday?
I don't know. I
was had Zionist in the middle of, I'm sorry, I was on the basement tech.
Probably you went to help someone outside or
Wednesday?
Save life or something.
Okay.
Wednesday with a D.
Got it.
Yes, I tried to break my mind on that when I was in 8th grade or something. Wednesday, I don't know, I was
Wednesday.
Trying to remember that.
Yeah.
Wednesday, I was writing to myself.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
The D doesn't really remember the part.
So, Yom Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is saying, recording.
Yes,
so, Rabbi is saying, Uv Tuvo, if really the person said Uv Tuvo Hagadol, what it means Uv Tuvo?
No, we do say that.
What? We do say that.
Yeah.
If the person is saying Uv Tuvo, yes, I was wrong before, and I made tshuva, because soon you're going to see why. The next line is saying that the one that have problem with that is ignorant, so I made tshuva that I'm ignorant. Yeah. And now, Bezat Hashem, if you're learning from me, so you have your issues, no doubt about it. so, uvtuvo means from his good. No, not from his good. Uvtuvo, from his good, but not. How are we going to explain that difference between uvtuvo umituvo? When uvtuvo, that it's because that he is good, he is doing good things for us. Uvtuvo, from his goodness, with his goodness. But when we're saying umituvo, means that he is giving to us some good from the good that he's got. So, not because that he is giving to us crumbs of good, we're thanking him, just because that he's sharing with us all of his goodness. So, uvtuvo. Hareze talmid chacham. If the person is saying like that we're saying today in Birkat HaMazon, so he is a wise student, he is a talmid chacham. Umituvo, but if he's saying from his good, means that he is also giving to us good things. Hareze bur. So that person is ignorant. He doesn't understand that Hashem is so kind, that Hashem is not stopping you to have the gain, the reward of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem's got plenty, he's got everything, and he is so generous, and he wants to give each and every one of us everything, not a little bit. Amar le Abaye le Rav Dimi, but Abaye said to Rav Dimi, Ve'aktiv, but we saw that it's written that David HaMelech said in Tehilim, Umi in Tehilim, Aleph, where is it? Not in Tehilim, it's in Shmuel. And from your blessing, you're going to bless the house of your slave forever. So, it's written, from your blessing. It means a little bit. So what, you want to say on David HaMelech, now Chas Shalom, that he's like Chas Shalom, so to speak, ignorant, that he's asking only a little bit? If Hashem can bless.
In parentheses.
Umi birka, those brackets? Erasing them. Reading them. This doesn't written in the verse.
Okay.
In the verse you can see that. Uverech. Yevorach bet avdecha leolam. So it's a mistake.
Okay.
And they erased it. So we see that David HaMelech used that letter mem. Umi birkatcha, like umi tuvo. So it's not the right way. B'she'ela shani. The answer of the Gemara is that in a request, it's different. When the person is coming to ask something from Hashem Yitbarach, it's better to ask a little bit than not to ask for everything. Now, so when we're saying uvtuvo gadol tamid chayinu, it's like that we are telling it. We are sharing that information. So over there, we're telling that Hashem is good and kind and giving everything. But when we're coming to ask, we're not going to ask for everything. We're going to ask for our needs, like David HaMelech, in a humble way. But the Gemara has got a question on that also. B'she'ela nami haktiv, but on requests, it's written also, harchev picha va'amal'ehu, that you should wide, open your mouth wide, and I'm going to fulfill it. I'm going to fill it. So it means that you should ask and ask and ask and ask whatever you want. So why David HaMelech was not asking for everything? Why just ask for a little bit from the blessing? Ahu bedivrei Torah k'tiv. That verse that is saying, harchev picha ve'amal'ehu, open your mouth and I'm going to fill it. That verse is talking on words of Torah, means on spiritual things. When you're praying on spiritual things, you have to open your mouth and to ask and to ask and to ask. But if you're asking on physical things, don't ask for everything. Ask for your needs. You need a house, you need 5 rooms. Ask for 5 rooms. But if you need a house, don't ask for a palace, for 20 rooms. You don't need it. But in spirituality, even if you feel like you just want to finish that masechta, don't finish with that prayer. Say, please Hashem, help me to finish all of the Gemara, all of Shas. I want to be a Talmid Chacham. Please make me holy. Help me in all ways of Avodat Hashem. That mamash, I'm going to be close to you. Like David HaMelech, like Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't stop yourself from asking. Tanya, Ebraita. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi is saying, Betuvo Chayinu, if the person is saying, Betuvo Chayinu, Hareze Talmid Chacham, that person is a wise student. But if he he's not talking about Betuvo, he's talking about the word Chayinu. From his goodness, we lived. We're living because of his good. Hareze Talmid Chacham. Chayinu, it's us. We lived. We are living because of his good. On that, on the word life, Chayinu, we're talking. Hareze Talmid Chacham. If the person is saying Chayinu, all of us lived, he's included everyone in his bracha, so he is a wise student. But if he's saying Chaim, uvtuvo Chaim, and because of his goodness, live, we're alive, but he's saying Chaim, harezebu. So that person is ignorant, because why? He's saying Chaim means other people. They are living. Chaim, who? They. He's not including himself with the public. So Utuvo Chaim, because of his goodness, they're alive. It's ignorant. Why are you not including yourself in that? Chayinu, we all alive because of your goodness. It's better to know that you're part of Am Yisrael. A lot of people have that mistake when they want to be good to Am Yisrael, they start to forget themselves, and in the end they're falling. Lemaise, you need to know that your importance is equal to the rest of Am Yisrael also. Like that he is a Jew and he's very important and you want to help him, all great. But you're a Jew also. It doesn't mean that you need to demand help or someone to help you, but you need yourself to respect yourself and to support yourself, to like yourself. Nehar Belae. The people from the city Nahar Bela, Matni Ipcha, they learned that Braita in the opposite way. The last words that we just learned, that you should say Chaim instead of Chayinu. They're saying that you should say Chaim, that you are praying on them and not on yourself. This is their Shita, and they're calling that person a Talmid Chacham. And the halacha is not by the shita of Nehar Belai, of those people. So actually, they also had a good intention. They want to say, no, I'm praying on them. Like we said, it's a good intention. It's a good will that a person wants to help others. But bottom line, it's written, Ve'ahavta l'ra'acha kamocha. You should love your friend like you love yourself. It means that you have to love yourself. You're going to hate yourself, how are you going to love your friend? You have to love yourself, and then you have abilities to go and help others. If you're not healthy, how are you going to heal others? First of all, a person has to have love to himself, to know I'm a son of Hashem, I'm also important in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem likes me, Hashem is reviving me, helping me. Now I can go and give it to others. If you don't have something, how are you going to give it? You have to have it. Hashem loves you. If you don't believe that Hashem loves you, how are you going to teach that to others? That Hashem loves them. You have to love yourself. And for you, it's not a test, Avram. You're so sweet. It's obvious that you're going to love yourself. Look, it's written, Kol mi sheruach habriyot nocha imenu. Everyone, that everyone loves him, he can know for sure that everyone in heaven also loves him. So, you don't have no worries. Sweetheart.
Okay. To go we live.
We. This is the important one.
Chaim can also
it's
be
in the present.
Could be present for we. But it could be that the difference is between the past and the present. And Rabbi Rabbi Nachman would say that Chaim, well, now we'll forget about your
past.
And then the Chaim now.
Also nice, but I don't know if that's the. I didn't see it. Chaim arei zebur, dehotzi atzmo min haklal. Rashi is saying, Chaim arei zebur, because he took himself out from the public, from the people. Chaim, they. Sounds like they. Wonderful. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo. if the person in benching in Birkat HaZimun is saying a boy side Nevarech, let's bless Shachalnu Mishelo, that we ate from his, Harezet Talmid Chacham. So that person is a wise student. Of course that they took that, all of those Shitot La'alacha Lemaise today. We don't need to check ourselves at all. It's obvious that they want us to be Talmid Chachamim. So they gave us that way. But if a person is saying, Lemi She'achalnu Mishelo, let's bless the one that we ate from his, Harei Zebur. Again, who is ignorant? Doesn't have a clue of what it is talking about. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, again, if a person is saying, Nevarech, let's bless, She'achalnu Mishelo, let's bless that we ate from his. It's a little bit hard, but what's the other option? Let's bless to the one that we ate from his. He's explaining more, but actually by explaining more, he's losing the right meaning. What it means, why? Because actually when you're explaining to the one that we ate from his, it looks like you're blessing the Baal HaBayit, the owner of the Seudah, the one that brought the food. You're saying, to the one that we ate from his, it looks like you're talking about a person, about a human being. When we're saying, Nevarech, she'achalnu mishelo, that we ate from his, it's a very high way of putting things. We're blessing the one that we ate from his. It's all high. But when we're saying, let's bless to the one that we ate from his food, it sounds like a human being. And we don't want to say Birkat HaMazon to a human being. We're going to bless him in Birkat HaOreach, when you need to bless the Baal HaBayit. It's great, but not dedicating your Birkat HaMazon to the Baal HaBayit. What? That you're saying, Baruch She'achalnu, Nevarech She'achalnu Mishelo? Yes, we need to check it. We know that we're not saying Lemi She'achalnu Mishelo. We need to check that halacha. So, Baruch Hashem, Avram, you took on yourself homework. Hashem is going to help you to make us all satisfied and happy with a good, clear answer for tomorrow morning, Bezat Hashem. Amar le Rav Acha Bre de Rava. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, said le Rav Ashi, to Rav Ashi. Veha Amrinan, but we saw on that limud that we just learned. But we saw that it's written Lemi she'asa la'avotenu velanu, to the one that made all of the miracles to our fathers, that kol hanisim ha'elu. So we are saying to the one, and we are mentioning when we're blessing on the miracles, we are saying, the verse is saying, to the one that made. So we are saying something that can be sound like that we're talking to a human being. Lemi she'asa, to the one that made. Amar le, so Rav Ashi answered to him, Hatam muchecha milta. Over there, in that example that you brought, it's a known fact that we're talking about the Creator, because we're saying to the one that made miracles to our fathers. So it cannot be a human being that made miracles to our fathers. It has to be the Creator. So this is why we're not afraid to say to the one that made those miracles to our fathers, because it's obvious that we're talking about Hashem. Moshe was not doing miracles. Hashem is doing miracles. Hashem is giving the miracles, the keys to the miracles, to in the hands of Moshe. But
no, but the rule.
The Gemara is saying, "Man Avid Nisi, who is the one that makes miracles? Kudsh Berichu, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu." Wonderful. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Baruch She'achalnu Mishelo." and the Gemara has got a tikkun here that small letter Aleph in Hagaot Habach to say Nevarech. And actually it's better to say Nevarech because that this is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. That Rabbi Yochanan said Nevarech. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, and it's supporting the Shita that we just learned. If the person said, let's bless that we ate from his, הרי זה תלמיד חכם, it's a תלמיד חכם. But if he's saying, על המזון שאכלנו, let's bless him on the food that we ate, הרי זה בור. You see, Avram, that you have another question in your homework now? Because the halacha dalet is also over there on the ignorant person. Maybe? You checked it already? We want books, pages, receipts. So again, but if the person is saying, let's bless him on the food that we ate, הרי זה בור. Why? Because it looks like that he's blessing the food. That he's blessing the food instead of blessing the one that gave the food. נברך על האוכל שאכלנו, let's bless on the food that we ate. We don't need to bless the food. We need to bless Hashem. אמר רב הונא ברי דרבי יהושע, רב הונא דסנו רבי יהושע said, לא אמרן אלא בגימל. We said to say that, to say Nevarech, we're going to bless only when there are three. Deleika Shem Shamayim, when we're not mentioning the name of heaven, the name of Hashem. Aval ba'asara, but when we're 10 people doing the benching, Deika Shem Shamayim, that you have Shem Shamayim over there, that you are mentioning the name of the Creator over there. Muchacha Milta, you have a proof on that you allow to say on the food that we ate, because people are going to say over there, Nevarech Elokenu. We're mentioning the name of the Creator. So if you're mentioning the name of the Creator, no one's going to fall to mistake that you're blessing the food. So he is putting for us a different Rav Huna, Brother Rav Yehoshua, between Zimun of 3 to Zimun of 10. Kedetnan, and he's got a proof for that also from the Mishnah, that it's written, Kainyan shu mevarech, like that he's blessing, kach onin acharav, exactly like that they're going to answer him. So it means that there is a difference between 3 till 10, to 10. There is a difference. If there was no difference, they wouldn't say in the Mishnah that we should answer to him like that he's blessing. Because it was obvious, you have one nusach, one way, one text that we're mentioning always. You don't need to say that we should answer like him. If you're telling me that I should answer like him, it means that he can change, and that I should change according to what that he done, that what that he changed. So by that, Rav Huna found the proof, Rav Huna Breder Rabbi Yehoshua, to the fact that there is a difference between Zimun in 3 to Zimun in 10. Actually, for us, the difference between the Zimun of 3 and the Zimun of 10, it's not in the words of just of Sha'achalnu Mishelo or not, just only in mentioning the name of Hashem or not mentioning the name of Hashem. Yes. And now he's giving the example, Baruch Hashem, Elokei Israel, Elokei Atzevakot, Yosheva Keruvim, Al Amazon Sha'achalnu. We're blessing Hashem, God of Am Israel, God of all armies of angels, Yoshev HaKerubim, the one that sits above all angels. We're blessing him al amazon she'achalnu, on the food that we ate. You see that over there the Mishnah itself brought those three words, al amazon she'achalnu, on the food that we ate. It's written in the Mishnah. This is why we don't have no argument on that. And if you are arguing, you see that I'm very generous in homework. So just raise your finger. Yes. let's continue a little bit more. 11 ו-11 ריבו. I'm sorry. 11 ו-11 ריבו. It's one thing if 10 gonna bless, and it's one thing if 10,000 gonna bless. So we saw, and soon the Gemara gonna say those words, that actually that part of the Mishnah is contradicting the next part of the Mishnah, if you remember. In the beginning we said now that there is no difference between 10 to 10,000. No difference. If it's more than 10, it's the same. But soon we see in the Mishnah, in the future of the Mishnah, it says that if it's 11, you have one halacha. If it's 100, you have another halacha. Adding names of Hashem Yitbarach, honoring Hashem more. If it's 1,000, so like we just said, Elokei Tzevakot, and all of those holy names of Hashem Yitbarach. So, the Mishnah contradicts itself. So, on that the Gemara now is asking, Haguf HaKashya, the body of that sugiya, of that limud, learning, is hard. Amart, you said, Echad Asara, that 10 are equal, Vechad Asara Ribo, to 10,000. Alma, Kihadad Ninhu. So from that you can learn that both of them are the same. If there is 10 people, or there is 10,000 people, in both of those benchings, in both of those zimunim, we're going to say only the name of Hashem Yitbarach. This is it. What? It is halacha lemaase, but the Mishnah is saying something totally else. Soon we're going to see that the Mishnah is going to say that. Slowly. So, vehadar, but after it, ketani, you said in the Mishnah, Bemea Omer, in 100 you're saying, etc., etc. Be'elef Omer, in 1,000 you're saying, and on. Beribo Omer, in 10,000 you're saying. So you see that the Mishnah divided between those three amounts of people that are larger than 10 to change the Nusach, the way of blessing.
I'm sorry, here one thing. Why do you keep making reference that? The Mishnah is saying that there was differences from 100 and 1,000 and 10,000?
And also she's saying that 10 and 10,000 are the same. You see the problem?
The contradiction itself within the Mishnah.
Exactly.
So it's questioning...
Why you're contradicting yourself?
Why the Mishnah is contradicting itself?
And they haven't mentioned that those are two opinions of other Tanaim. It doesn't written here, Rabbi Meir, here Rabbi Akiva, here Rabbi Yosei HaGlili. They haven't mentioned names of Tanaim. Just, it's one text.
Yes,
it's the first. It's the words of the Mishnah, Tana Kama, first opinion. So we said in that Mishnah that if people want to divide themselves to group, they can do that. Also here we have a problem. If by dividing, it's a question. This is why we're arguing actually. If there is a difference in the way of saying Birkat HaZimun, if there is a difference between ways of saying Birkat HaZimun, so we have a problem to divide a group of 10,000 to two groups of 5. Because in 10,000 they're going to mention the name of Hashem in a higher way, and we don't want to spoil that, we don't want to ruin that, so we're not going to split. But if there is no difference, like we said, there is no difference between 10 till 10,000, so they can divide. We don't care that they're going to divide. 200 groups they can divide. It's not going to damage us. To 1,000 groups, and it's not going to damage us. So?
What would be the benefit? Splitting into groups of 10, 100.
If now there is, if you don't change the way of saying Birkat HaZimun, so we don't care. There is no benefit in saying it all together. If now, for an example, we have to run, we have to catch a bus. If now we're gonna ruin for all of them, and they will not gonna be able to make the same Zimun, we have to wait.
Okay.
Or that day we have to ask, and they're going to make the Zimun earlier if it's the last bus.
Okay.
But if there is no difference between making Zimun in 10,000 to making Zimun in 10, so let's say Zimun and run away. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef answered, Lo kashya, it's not hard. Why? Ha, the last part, the seifa, the seifa, it's the sof, the end of the Mishnah, the last part of the Mishnah, that over there it's written that we have to say the zimun lefi rov hakahal. How we said those words, lefi rov, according to the majority of the group. So that Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. It's a Mishnah that belongs to Rabbi Yosef HaGlili. That he is saying that the blessing of the Zimun is changing according to the majority of the public. Ha, Rabbi Akiva. And the other one that is saying that it's equal, that line in the middle of the Mishnah, that is saying that there is no difference between 10 to 10,000, belongs to Rabbi Akiva. Okay, because the Mishnah haven't mentioned that, but actually it's an opinion of another Tana, another righteous man. It's Rabbi Akiva, and now you don't have a problem with the Mishnah. Just it's an argument between Rabbi Yosef Glili and Rabbi Akiva that they're allowed to argue. They're in the same level. They're allowed to argue. Both of them are Tanaim, same generation. They're allowed to argue. Wonderful. Let's read Rashi. I know. So let's continue. Detnan, you're right, Detnan, because we saw in the Mishnah that it's written, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Omer is saying, Lefi rov hakahal hem mevarchin. According to the majority of the public, they gonna bless. Shenemar, that it says, Bemikhelot barchu Elohim. In groups, you're gonna bless God. What it mean in groups? That there is difference between the groups. If there was no difference between the groups, they would say, bless Elohim, you can bless God. But if they said Bemikhelot in groups, means that every group have her own rules. Group of 10 have one rule, group of 100 have another rule. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Aglili. But Rabbi Akiva is not learning like that. Tomorrow we're going to learn that again, because for the next part we need to learn that again. Rob? Number. This is why majority... This is why it was hard for me to say, but...
Number of people.
Yes. Rashi. Umi tuvo, harei zebur. From his good, this person is ignorant. Rashi. ומטובו הרי זה בור שממעט בתגמוליו, that he is, how you say ממעט? Shrinking.
Not shrinking, he's
minimizing. And it's not that you're not תלמידי חכמים, that שממעט בתגמוליו, that he is minimizing the rewards that he can receive from the creator של מקום, of the place of Hashem. דמשמע, that it sounds, דבר מועט כדי חיים, that he's asking only a little bit to live, to survive, something to hold on with. בשאלה שאני, but we said over there, but we saw also that David HaMelech is asking for a little bit, and then we said that it's okay, and then we said, but look, there is a verse that is saying that you should open your mouth and ask. So we answered that over there he is asking for for divrei Torah, for words of Torah. So b'she'ela she'ani, when you're asking for things, she'sho'el sho'el ke'ani al petach, when the one that asks like a poor person that stands on the doorway, petach, she'eino merim rosh, that he's not lifting his head, he's humble, lish'ol she'ela gdola, to ask for a big request. He's shy, he's embarrassed to ask. Harchev picha, open your mouth, lish'ol kol ta'avatcha, but in words of Torah, you should ask all of your desire, everything that you want. Chaim harei zebur, if the person said, from your good alive, means not we are alive, just they're alive, so he's ignorant. Deotzi atzmo min haklal, because he took himself out from the public. Why are you not blessing yourself also? Why are you not putting yourself inside also? Matni ipcha, this is matni ipcha, this is those nahar belai. They're learning that we should say chayim. Chayim adif, to say life, it's better. Shekolel et kol ba'e olam, because then he's included all of the creatures of the world, and not only us. Chayinu. When you're saying Chayinu means Am Israel, your blessing only is Am Israel. But Nahar Belai is saying Chayim, they're included all nations and all, even animals and trees and flowers. So there is a side to say that it's better to say Chayim, all of life in the world is because of you. But the halacha is not taking that shita. So they had their reason to do something good, they wanted to increase the blessing, but the halacha didn't took that and said, let's be more settled. The person is hard for him. Not everyone is holding that level of asking and asking. So, am I still asking for your family, for your community, for your city? A person even forget that he's part of Am Israel. He's thinking on his city, on his neighborhood, on his Bet Knesset, on his family. Nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, let's bless the one that we ate from his. Mashma shehu yechidi, shehakol ochlim mishelo. When we're saying nevarech she'achalnu mishelo, we're going to bless from the one that we ate from his, it sounds like that he is one, and everyone are eating from his. But if we're saying to the one that we ate from his, the meat to the one that we ate from his, mashma merubin, and it sounds like there's a lot of ones like those that gives food, that supply food. Ze zanet ze, that one is giving food to that. Ze zanet ze, and that one is giving food for that. Ze lefi dvarav, and by that opinion, it sounds like that the opinion of the one that is saying the Birkat HaMazon now, mevarechet ba'al habayit, to bless the one that owns that house, that gave us food now. And it's not the right way at all. We want to bless the source, God. But over there, the b'maaseh nisim, when we were talking about the miracles, we have a proof over that. Leika lemeimar merubin. No one gonna say plenty. No one gonna say options. Everyone gonna say the one that do miracles. Kedetnan al amazon she'achalnu, like that we learned in the Mishnah that it's written on the food that we ate. Ve'lo ktani mishelo. It doesn't written lemi she'achalnu mishelo, that we ate from his. It's written nevarech. She'achalnu, in the Mishnah it's written kedetnan al amazon she'achalnu, on the food that we ate, and not from his. On that, Rav Avram, it's going to be easier for you. That's going to be the answer for your homework. It's a hint. Mishelo. This is the answer. On that, the halacha. We need to mention the words mishelo, from his. Even though that now they're saying that it's hard to say mishelo, but actually we are using that. It's halacha. Ve'idach, this is for tomorrow. Thank you very much.